Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Sunday Tama Talk by Dr. Pratrajan Wisit, the esteemed abbot of Wat Longposo Tamakayaram in Damnern Sedawak district of Ratburi province in Thailand. I am Prakru Baidika Dr. Barton Yanati Rao from the United States, and I will serve as interviewer. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most highly respected meditation masters and Buddhist scholars. He is devoted to stimulating Buddhism, with equal emphasis on scripture study and meditation practice. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit has guided Wat Longposo to become a widely recognized center of excellence at the provincial, regional, national, and global levels. The Wat has become the national coordinating center of provincial meditation institutes throughout Thailand. Internationally, it serves as an associated institution of the World Buddhist University. Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit, we bid you welcome. This is our 20th Sunday Tama Talk. Last time we began the new year by initiating a series on highest blessings that will continue for several months. Could you please start today by reviewing briefly what we covered last time?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our current series studies Lord Buddha's Mangkhala Sutta, which is usually translated as the Discourse on Life's Highest Blessings. It is one of the most popular Buddhist teachings because it outlines concisely and constructively 38 of life's most important lessons in 10 profound verses. Angels were debating the luckiest signs or most fortunate omens, and a heavenly messenger posed this question to Lord Buddha in verse. He responded with the Mangkhala Sutta. The genius of his response was in recognizing that good fortune derives not from good luck, but from appropriate behavior based on right wisdom. It is the practice of Dhamma that is truly auspicious. Last time, we discussed the first verse, which says, to avoid fools, seek out the wise, and honor the worthy. This is most auspicious. The word fools includes both those who wander uselessly, not knowing right and wrong, and those who behave overtly wickedly, based on erroneous beliefs. Such fools choose wrong actions, wrong speech, and wrong livelihood, stemming from wrong intentions. They can drag their associates with them down the road to ruin, or highway to hell, continually encountering obstacles, problems, dangers, and accidents. Avoiding fools and seeking out the wise, one should also honor worthy arahants and the Triple Gems by appreciating and following their teachings and examples.
Thank you, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, what will we study today?
Today, we shall continue with the second verse. It is four lines, containing three teachings and a refrain as follows. Patirupate sawaso ca puphe ca katapunyata atta samma paniti ca etammang kalamuttamang. To live in a conducive environment, to have merit from the past, and to set oneself on the right course, this is most auspicious, meaning most beneficial. The first line is to live in a conducive environment. The word environment can mean world, country, region, neighborhood, company, organization, or family. Conducive or suitable means a good place to stay, where one can lead a peacefully happy life with prosperity. Specifically, this means a place where Lord Buddha's teachings and principles of good practice are available so that one can learn to lead a good life. This means first refraining from bad conduct such as killing, stealing, committing adultery, lying or cheating, and addiction to intoxicants. Second, it means doing good, such as showing generosity, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Third, it means purifying the mind from the five hindrances, which are laziness, doubts, ill will, restlessness, and sensual desire. This is done in meditation practice by developing the four jhana, or states of absorption. Purifying the mind leads to right wisdom, to know what is right and what is wrong conduct. A good environment implies upright people, such as respectable family and colleagues, who practice virtuous moral conduct in accordance with the principle of sila. It also includes high-quality infrastructure facilities for communications and travel, such as good road and airport, telephone and internet. In addition, a good environment should include decent government, with fair laws and upright enforcement of the law. For example, a good illustration would be a Thai community with good government and a pure democratic system ruling in accordance with a properly formulated constitution in which national sovereignty rests with the whole population headed by the king. Most narrowly defined, a good environment implies an immediate family with right wisdom who understand and practice Dhamma.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, could you please explain the second line of the verse, which says that to have merit from the past is most auspicious?
This teaching indicates the influence that meritorious actions performed in the past will have in the present. This can refer to either results from previous lifetimes or from earlier years in the same existence. These factors produce results along with one's current efforts to purge harmful behavior and foster good intentions and conduct. Suppose, for example, that a farmer had planted a coconut palm which he was young and took good care of them over the years. These trees would continue to bear fruit and provide support for him at the present time, in his old age. Similarly, meritorious acts carried out in a previous lifetime can continue to bear fruit in this existence. There are 10 perfections or parami that carry results from one lifetime to the next. There are dana parami or generosity, sila parami or morality, nekhamma parami or renunciation, panya parami or wisdom, viriya parami or diligence, Kanti parami or forbearance, Satya parami or truthfulness, Atithan parami or resolution, Metta parami or loving kindness, and 10 Upekha parami or equanimity. The implied lesson is that one must be ever mindful to practice meritorious right thought, right speech, and right action at all times, in order to accumulate factors of perfection over successive lifetimes, such as diligence will produce good results both in the present existence and in future lifetime, leading to security, peacefully happy living, prosperity, and eventually to release from sufferings.
Thank you again, Reverend Dr. Pratrajan Wisit, for your very enlightening explanation. Finally, what can you tell us about the third component of this teaching, that to set oneself on the right course is most auspicious?
This lesson highlights the need for wise goal setting and vigilant care from moment to moment throughout one's present lifetime, to live in accordance with natural law so as to enjoy a peacefully happy life. Lord Buddha summarized his principles for this most succinctly as avoid evil, do good, and purify the mind, one must remain constantly alert to get rid of hindrances and develop the right wisdom to recognize what is good and what is bad in every situation, every moment of this life, the present lifetime. In brief, one must practice dana or generosity and sila or morality in accordance with the precepts appropriate to one's status. For example, 5 to 8 precepts for lay person, 10 for novices, and 227 for monks. Such precepts prevent us from inadvertently misbehaving and thus falling subject to the causes of suffering based on dana and sila. Samadhi or concentration can be developed leading to panya or wisdom. Like a conscientious farmer, we must tend to our fields carefully, preparing the soil to become a more conducive environment, fertilizing it with the merit of good deeds, and planting the very best seed by setting ourselves on the right course. Then we must continue to be constantly vigilant, watering the sprouts of good behavior and weeding out misbehavior on a daily basis. In conclusion, such diligent care will lead to reaping the fruits of peacefully happy life, filled with prosperity and free from disaster and suffering.
Thank you very, very much, Venerable Dr. Pratarajan Wisit. You've really taught us a lot. Now I would like to ask you to lead us in a few moments of meditation.
Today, we will begin by requesting the 5 precepts first, and then continue on to meditation.
Mayang Pante Wising Wusung Rakanataya Desaranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama Tutiambi Mayang Pante Wisung Wisung Rakanataya Desaranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama Datiambi Mayang Pante Wisung Wisung Rakanataya De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama
Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Sambutatsa Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Sambutatsa Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Sambutatsa
Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Sambutatsa Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Sambutatsa Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Sambutatsa
Buddhang Saranang Kacchami
Buddhang Saranang Kacchami
Dhammang Saranang Kacchami
Dhammang Saranang Kacchami
Sanghang Saranang Kacchami
Sanghang Saranang Kacchami
Tutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Kacchami
Tutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Kacchami
Tutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami
Tutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami
Tutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Kacchami
Tutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Buddhang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Buddhang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Sanghang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Dhammang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Sanghang Saranang Kacchami
Datiyampi Sanghang Saranang Kacchami
Panatipata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Panatipata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Athinathana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Athinathana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิI undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura meraya maccha pamatathanaเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุระเมรยามัคชาปมาตตานาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันตี
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันตีตัตสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate 3 times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit uprightIn a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly, do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness.Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops peacefully,Still, at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm.In equanimity, hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within due to being fully pure.From the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head, bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair.See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change. For example, from black to gray, which means anicca. And then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or tukhang. Finally, it scatters, and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth, and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicca, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously, together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Prarajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Lompasot. any Sunday, our bus leaves from Vasage, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.